Coming up at 4 o'clock here on the Fan, Evan and Tiki on a whirlwind Monday. The happy Giant fan, the happy Yankee fan, the mostly happy Met fan, and the pissed off Jet fan. We'll get back to your calls coming up. A lot of Yankee talk as well as we get closer and closer to Game 2 of the ALDS against the Kansas City Royals. But Joe Beningo on a football Monday. His calling is brought to you by Empire City Casino. Winners play here by Approved Oil. Lock in your low oil rate at freezetherate.com. And by HL Gross Jewelers of Garden City. Bro, how are you?
Well, I'm not good. I mean, it was not a very good Sunday if you root for the teams that we root for. There's no doubt about it. Let me start with this. We'll start with the Jets. I know you want to get to the Mets as well. Start to the Jets. The first thing that should be done, like today, is making this trade for Devontae Adams, number one. I am sick and tired of watching Allen Lazard drop pass after pass. He killed him yesterday. Right before, and Rodgers didn't play great, let's be honest. And by the way, the offensive line, he's getting hit much too much. I thought he was done yesterday when he, curled over on his knee and all of that, whatever. Okay? But I'm tired of Allen Lazard dropping passes. He hit him on a pass for a sure first down. I think it was still 3-0 at that point. It was 3-0 because the very next play, Van Ginkel intercepted the pass and took it in for a touchdown. So, and he dropped a pass in the end zone. Should have been a touchdown. He dropped one near the goal line. It almost got picked off. It popped in the air. Thank God it hit the ground. He did catch the touchdown on that drive. But I'm tired of him dropping passes. And I'm tired of Sauce Gardner. Can Sauce Gardner catch that ball? He's on his knees in the end zone. It's 10-0. The ball comes right to him, bro, and he drops it.
Here's the problem. So you're right about Allen Lazard, and I'm with you about trading for Devontae Adams, and apparently it's going to happen in the next day or two.
Well, I'll believe it when I see it.
Whether it's us, whether it's the Saints, we'll find out.
Well, I want him.
But how about this? I think this quarterback over the last 2 weeks,
right,
a lot of it's on him.
No,
he misses
well.
An open Garrett Wilson.
Wilson was open down the sideline. I'm not going to defend him. He didn't play well, but you know what, bro? How about they protect him better? He's getting hit a lot, okay? How long is he going to last? The last two games, he's gotten the crap beat out of him. How long is he going to last before he's hurt and seriously hurt?
Well, I'm concerned about that.
He didn't play well yesterday, but I'm concerned about how much he's getting hit.
Joe, I thought he was hurt yesterday.
Yeah.
That one hit where he went down and he's grabbing his leg, I thought he was hurt then. I didn't think it was a broken ankle, but the way he was like gesturing, it looked like something serious had happened to his ankle. And that's simply because he doesn't move out of the pocket once pressure gets. He doesn't have the movement anymore.
Well, no.
Not only that, but it's just he's doing what a quarterback should do. Stand in the pocket and deliver the ball.
Right.
But when you're old, sometimes you're just not as flexible. Like your joints don't give as much. And so it's worrisome how many hits he's taking, especially
he's
around his lower body.
No question. He's getting a lot of hits. He didn't play well. Look, he threw the three picks. The last one, I mean, come on. Let me tell you right now, if that was Sauce Gardner or DJ Reed covering Jefferson, it would have been pass interference.
Wow.
I mean, Gilmore clearly pushed off him. I mean, there's no doubt he had his hands on him. Still, it wasn't a good throw. And with all that said, as bad as they played, and they can't run the ball, that's another thing on your offensive line, a running game. I mean, third and one, fourth and one, they can't get a first down. They run two plays with Braylon Allen. You know, throw the ball on third down. Why are we doing this? And he's 8 yards back in the backfield. They don't get the first down there. Quincy Williams has a short touchdown. Somehow Sam Darnold gets a finger on him on that fumble. It looked like he was gone, and he tackles him. Of course, they got the interception return on, you know, after that, so that negated that. But I mean, you know, and I'm sick of Sauce Gardner. You know, this guy Echols, every time he plays, Brandon Echols, he makes a play. He got an interception again yesterday off of Darnold, and I'm watching Gardner, who's got one pick in his entire career, drop another freaking gimme interception. Reminds me of what happened last year in Dallas, and even though he got killed in that game, he had a sure pick six that he dropped early in the game, might have turned the game around. Okay, I'm tired of his act. I'm getting tired of it. I really, really, really am. But the defense played good. I mean, I don't want
to. That's the thing. The defense is playing good enough for them to win.
I don't want to. They put pressure on Donald. They sacked him a number of times. McDonald had that huge sack on the first drive of the game to take him, you know, to force him to kick a long field goal there. The defense played good. I mean, they really did. They forced a couple turnovers. You know, they got a little break when Jones went out of the game because they really weren't stopping the run when he was in there.
Right.
Once he left the game, they started stopping the run more. You know, they were better at it. But with all that said, as bad as they played, they got a chance to win this game at the end, similar to the Bronco game. Now, I think that there's some things that are going on here. I don't think Rodgers is thrilled with what, and I don't know anything. I mean, let me just say this. I haven't communicated with Robert Saleh the entire year, so I know nothing about nothing. Okay, let me throw that out. All right? But my looking at it from the outside in, it looks to me like he's not thrilled with the coach. And I got to tell you, I really believe this, okay? He's 20 and 36 now. He continues to lose. I don't think Woody Johnson is going to allow this year to spiral out of control without making a move. And I really think if they lose to the Bills, I think he's in big trouble. I really do. I really do.
And then what do you do, though? Like, do you promote Hackett? Do you promote Ulbrich? What do you do?
I don't think you promote Hackett. I don't. You know what? I don't know who you promote. Okay? Maybe you got to give it to Ulbrich. I don't care. But you never know, bro. I don't know. Like, it's something that generally doesn't work in the NFL.
Well, that's the problem. Like,
how long until it's done?
No, I'm with you on that. But
if he's 2-5, is he still the coach of the team after Pittsburgh?
Look, I understand the frustration because Robert Saleh's proven to be one of the worst head coaches in the NFL. Terrible. So I'm certainly not defending him. It's more that I look at NFL history, and other than the guy in Oakland, the special teams coach, Fisaccia. Yeah.
Right.
Rich Bisaccia.
It rarely works.
It never works. So
I understand.
It feels like...
Well, it kind of works with Antonio Pierce last year as well.
I mean, they played a lot better than the Raiders.
Right. They played better, but not to the working that we needed to work, which is going to the playoffs.
True, true.
That's what I mean, because anything short of that's a disaster.
They also didn't have a quarterback.
Right.
I mean,
right.
They were running with Aiden O'Connell a year ago, who, by the way, entered the game last night because what's his name was terrible.
Gardner Minshew
was terrible.
Yeah, he threw that pick. By the way, he threw that pick six to Patrick Surtain. By the way, that is a real cornerback who went 100 yards for a freaking touchdown after he shut down Garrett Wilson the week before, and he also had another interception. Okay, I'm tired of hearing about Sauce Gardner. He's completely overrated.
You know what it might be in some?
I really mean
some capacity for the Jets, and this is totality. And maybe this is what Quincy Williams was getting at. You talk about the drops from Alan Lazard. He had 10 targets, four receptions?
Right.
At least three of them were drops. Maybe four of them were drops.
I think it was four. I think I counted four.
You're probably right.
Not that I would count.
Because it's a lot of targets and not a lot of receptions. You know what I mean?
That I would count.
And Aaron Rodgers doesn't throw a lot of bad throws, even though a couple of them were pretty bad. But my point is, it feels like this Jets team doesn't have guys executing with urgency. So in the moment, whether it doesn't matter if it's a first down, a second down, this critical third, whatever, this is your chance to make a play. Make it, right? Instead of, there'll be another one. We'll get them the next time. And when you do that too many times, the game is over and you end up losing. And that's what it feels like with this Jets team. It's you miss a block because you talk about those third and fourth downs, Joe. Those are well-designed plays. It's just your tight end missed the block.
He didn't
put a helmet on a head.
Right.
And somebody comes unblocked and hits Braylon Allen in the backfield before it ever gets going. Those are a third down. That's an 8-yard run minimum. On fourth down, 4-yard run minimum. But they don't make the block. So it's execution in the moment. And I think it's everybody. So it's not even like you can pinpoint and say, oh, it's the left guard, or oh, it's the D tackle, or oh, it's Sauce, or oh, it's Allen. It's everybody. And that's the biggest indictment on coaching, when it's everybody making those non-plays in the moments that matter.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, I can't disagree with you, bro. I really can't. But I just wonder about the patience of the owner, because this is a team that's got to win now.
Yeah.
I mean, they really do. And I'm telling you, I really think Sal is in big trouble if they lose to Buffalo. I really, really, maybe I'm nuts, but I really do think that.
I just don't know where you go.
Yeah, that's my only.
Well, I understand that.
That's my only hesitation, because, like, obviously the record is the record. I mean, Robert Saleh has been a bad head coach for this team. And unlike some of the other head coaches that we have run out of town, this guy's had talent. This is a talented football team.
And now he's got a quarterback. And now he's got it, especially on defense. And now he's got a quarterback. By the way, this too. Breece Hall, okay? He's been horrible 2 weeks in a row. Can we throw the ball? Where are the passes to him? They didn't even try to throw the ball to him out of the backfield. This guy is a tremendous pass catcher out of the backfield. There's never a screen pass.
Yeah.
We never throw a screen pass this team.
Yeah, I think so much of this is on Aaron. I mean, I do.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. Because there are ways that quarterbacks can make things right. You know what I mean? Like get into the right play or change out of a play that's called. So I don't know how that works with this team. Like, I don't know what Aaron is in control
of. He's in control of everything.
So yeah, it seems like he's in control of everything.
But,
right.
So to your both of your points, I believe that he's in control of everything. So this is why it's hard to fault Nate and say, oh, he didn't call XYZ play, because you don't know what he called.
Right.
Right. You don't know what got changed at the line of scrimmage. And you see it often. Like, the play has changed at the line of scrimmage a lot. It was his MO in Green Bay, and it worked to a plum. It was fantastic there. But he had better wide receivers in totality, meaning as a unit, not individuals, just as a unit. And they had been together for a few years. This team, they played 5 games with Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
No preseason. They're not going to be on the same page, right? The Mike Williams interception at the end of the game. I don't know what Aaron is trying to do. It looks like he's trying to throw a back shoulder, but it's short. It's not even on his back shoulder. The one to Alan Lazard in the end zone.
How about missing Garrett Wilson when Garrett got open?
Oh, he was wide open.
That's the game there. Right. Yep.
And so part of it is Aaron. And so it's easy to like talk about everything else, but when your quarterback's not playing well.
It's Aaron.
It shows up
everywhere. I'm glad they made the trade for this guy. I hope he turns it around. He's the number one freaking problem. Because think about it this way. Two weeks in a row now, bro, the ball's in his hands with a chance to erase everything. He's the one who failed both times.
Yeah, I understand. I'm not disagreeing with you, bro. Now, he did not play well. He has not played well 2 weeks in a row. I'm not gonna deny it in any way, shape, or form. But I would definitely bring Adams in. I think that's something they need to do.
Yeah.
If they're a win now team, let's go. You know, Joe, you blew it with Reddick. I don't think we're ever going to see him. What a mistake that was. And now you got to rectify it by making this trade for this guy who wants to play with Aaron Rodgers.
I agree. We've made this bet of all in. Aaron Rodgers all in.
Yep.
Devontae Adams is likely to be traded in the next 2 days. That's the reporting coming out of Diana Russini, Ian Rappaport. Mm-hmm. It better be the Jets. It'll be a massive disappointment if Joe Douglas doesn't connect.
Yes, it will.
And acquire him. And what's amazing is kind of like these last 2 weeks where the Jets play like crap, but the ball's in Aaron's hands and they got a chance to win anyway. I look at Monday night as the same thing, bro. Like, they beat the Buffalo Bills on Monday night. They're in first place in the AFC East despite all this.
Right. Of course. That's, I mean, look, at the year is far from over. I mean, you know, come on. I mean, they got 12 games to play. They're a game out of first place. Buffalo's not playing well. By the way, unbelievable fair burn yesterday with that 59-yarder. But, you know, I mean, and you look at the league, you know, you got teams like Cincinnati is sitting here at 1-4.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, you can't, you know, Pittsburgh's lost a couple games in a row now. I mean, this is no easy league by any way, stretch, and form, way, shape, and form. They're right there in the mix in their division, and they need to win this game now. This is a huge game, Monday night at home. You know, the crowd's going to be going crazy, and the crowd is going to turn quickly.
Yes.
If things get bad, I'll tell you now.
I agree.
I mean, you're going to see, you know, the crowd start, you know, we're getting fed up now. You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, and this is a win-now team. So, this is a monster game Monday night, and I really believe it's a monster game for the head coach. I really do.
Absolutely. A chance to change everything. Because it's a 2-4, we're full-fledged panic. Maybe the coach, like you said, you win, you're in first place in the AFC East.
Yep. That's it.
Now, the baseball team. Yeah. I made a decision that maybe wasn't the best. I went to Philadelphia yesterday afternoon.
That. You just went to the Sunday game.
I went to the Sunday game with my son, my wife, my dad. It was quite an experience.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And look, this team's amazing. The Mets are true. When Mark Vientos hit that two-run home run in the ninth inning, first of all, I couldn't even make any noise because the animals around me, you never know what they're going to do.
Well, they were pretty quiet after he hit that home run.
They were quiet, and then about 10 minutes later, they're rocking the place when Tyler McGill hangs a slider. What's your feeling right now? They got the split. They did blow a chance in game two. How are you feeling about the baseball team?
I feel good. I mean, they got a split in the first two games. Look, and I've been telling everybody this, okay? A couple of my, you know, guys I go back and forth with during the game, you know, they had a 3-0 lead. They blew the game. They should. No. No. They're not playing the White Sox in August, okay? They're not playing the Washington Nationals. They're playing this big time team. Did you think you're just going to sweep this team? You know, this is going to be a I fully expect. They will have to win Game 5 in Philadelphia. I think that's going to happen. I'd love to see them come home and wrap it up. City Field's going to be insane. They haven't been home for seemingly a month. You know, the last time they played a home game.
I know. Against the Phillies on a Sunday night.
Right, they won that. Right. 3-4. That was the game when the ball hit the bag. Would have changed everything. But, you know, so the crowd's going to be insane. But I fully expect it's nothing easy, bro. I mean, I fully expect that it will come down to Game 5 in Philadelphia, and for anything you want to say, and I used to tell this to my buddies all the time back in the 80s, and, you know, all my buddies would get on Jesse Orozco, oh, my God, I can't take Orozco. And I would say to all my friends, I said, look, that we win a championship, this guy's going to be the guy that's going to be on the mound when we win a championship. And, of course, he was on the mound in Houston. He was on the mound against the Red Sox. So it's going to be the same thing with Edwin Diaz, okay?
Yeah.
So I think it's going to come down to Game 5 in Philadelphia. And I got tremendous this team. I mean, how could I not? How could I not have tremendous confidence in this baseball team, bro? I do.
They
I
show an do. Incredible amount of fight. Like, yep. Even when yep. Bryson Stott hits the triple in the eighth inning, right. It's almost yep. like, all right, that, you know, yep. what can you do? Is a yep. The Phillies showed fight. They came back. For Vientos to hit that he's home run in the ninth.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's unfazed by moments, which is yeah. which is great for a young kid.
Yeah. He's been great. I mean, and everything, really, there's such a team, even with the loss yesterday. I mean, you know, Nimmo comes back, hits the home run. You know, we got a home run for Pete yesterday, so he's hit a home run now a couple times now in the Milwaukee in this game. Maybe he's starting to find it. You know, I mean, what can you say? I mean, you got to be happy. You got to be happy with this team where you are right now.
It didn't work, but what did you think of Mendy going to Edwin Diaz in the seventh inning to get Schwarber and then pitch the eighth?
I love Carlos Mendoza. It was the movie had to make.
I agree.
Schwarber does not hit Diaz. I think he was something like 0 for 8. Well, I don't know, 0 for 10 with 8 strikeouts against him. He hadn't hit him. It was the way to go. What are you going to do? Diaz didn't have it. He doesn't generally pitch well in Philadelphia. I think he's got a 9-something ERA at Citizens Bank. It's not good, you know. But, I mean, and look, I mean, they're going to live and die with Diaz. He's their best relief pitcher. Let's be honest about it. He's their best. You know, Pluto yes. wasn't great again yesterday. Maton gave it up. I guess he got out of it the other, you know, when the game that they won, he got an inning without
gave it up in run. Milwaukee though a few
right,
days
gave
ago.
It up in Milwaukee, right? No doubt about it. I mean, you know, Peterson's been great. How good has Peterson been out of the pen?
Great.
And you know, it's going to come down to. I'm telling you, it's going to come down to Game 5. It's going to be the combination of Senga and Peterson in Game 5.
Well, they've got.
That's
see,
what
I was
going to be.
I was going to ask you this because this is fascinating. Yep. If you're right that this goes to a Game 5, they've got three options.
Right.
They can do this.
Right.
They could do Kodai Senga.
Right.
They could do Senga into Peterson, like
right.
you said.
Right.
But Luis Severino is an option. He'd be on regular yeah. rest. What would right. you start Sevy? The guy was brilliant until the very
he
end
was.
Last night.
He was. And look, I didn't. You know, I heard a lot of people today say he should have took him out as soon as Harper hit the home run. You know, I can't, you know, before Castellanos hit it, I can't, you know, I can't go crazy about that because he really did pitch well yesterday,
mm-hmm.
you know. And what are you going to do? I mean, it is what it is. Even McGill, I thought the big at bat in the ninth inning was he walked Trey Turner.
That was the killer.
Can't walk Trey Turner.
Can't walk Trey Turner. I agree.
And he wasn't even close, bro. He was 3-0 with bad pitches. You know, you got it. As far as I'm concerned, you got to let – even if you got to just throw him a batting practice fastball or something down the middle, you can't allow him to walk. And then, you know, here comes Bryce Harper. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I think that was the biggest sequence. I also think what they've got to consider doing now, David Peterson's not making a start in this series. It's just mm-hmm. not
yep.
in the cards.
Yep.
Manaea's pitching
yep.
Game 3, Quintana
right.
Game 4. We just
right.
went over the options.
Right.
Senga, Severino,
right.
however
right.
you want. David Peterson has to be one of those key relievers that you're using aggressively.
Yep. Couldn't
I mean, he wasn't available
right.
yesterday. They got an off day today. I'm saying tomorrow night at City, he's got to be available as a key arm out of the pen.
Can he go back-to-back?
Well, not back-to-back, but he's going to have 2 days off.
Right.
Well,
so,
Diaz is going to be available again
but
tomorrow.
But so can he go pulled, back, he, day off, you know, 2 days off?
I don't know if David Peterson,
yeah.
why not?
Yeah.
He didn't throw that many pitches
no.
on Saturday. I think he's got to be, because they don't have a lefty they can trust. Danny Young's on the roster.
No,
they're never going to
no,
use
no,
him.
No, they got no.
So
no.
Peterson's the guy.
Yeah. And Diaz will be available again tomorrow. They got an off day today.
Mm-hmm.
He pulled him. He didn't mess around with
yep.
him once he got hit. He got him right out of the game, which was the right move. You know, look, Peterson's been a huge weapon. He closed it out in Milwaukee. He pitched three tremendous innings in the game they won in game 1 against Philadelphia. He's been a weapon. I mean, and he's, you know, him and Vientos to me are the two biggest. I mean, just never expected what we got from these two guys this year.
No, yeah. It's been incredible, man. Now
yep.
let's see if they can finish it. Game 3 at City tomorrow,
yep.
Game 4, and then maybe you're
and
right.
Both of these games are 5 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what are you doing now? Did you talk to Oliveira? Did you get it straight?
I'm sure
that Oliveira, being the benevolent, wonderful dude that he said, look, Evan, it's your team. It's a division series. You know, I'm sure Tiki wouldn't be too upset about it.
Yep.
You know, maybe Morash could step in because he don't give a damn anyway. And let Evan, let Evan go to the Met game.
Unfortunately, I'm going to be here. I'm not going to be at either game, which is a part of why I went to Philly yesterday, to be able to take my son and my dad and experience.
Did you talk to Oliver about
it? No, because you know what? It's 5
I'm
o'clock.
Doing it for
it's
you. The you know what? I'm doing it for you, bro.
He keeps telling him to just go.
Who? No, I can't go.
He's just not going to do it.
Because we're on the air.
He takes his job too seriously.
I take the job seriously. And you know what? There are Met fans who may be flipping in. Not really, but we'll try.
Let me just tell you right now. Yes. Okay, you should be there for these games. And if Oliveira is, as like I said, he's a very benevolent dude. We love Chris, right? Chris, I love you, just to let you know, okay? That there's no reason that you should not be at these games.
Well,
you are the all-time number one Met. You love this, you know, more so than me or anybody out there that I know. As much as I love the Mets, nobody loves it more than you do. You go to all these games. You know, you wrote the book. You know, you score all these games. You're probably still scoring the game.
Oh, yeah.
Philadelphia. Philadelphia yesterday, Gary, you know, the Fanatics ready to hit you in the head.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You're still scoring the game. So, come on. Go.
I
would at least say this. I'll say this. If I'm you, if they win tomorrow, okay, you should be there for game four if they clinch.
So that's what – if they're
right,
up
– I would say that for sure.
If they're up 2-1, I wouldn't take off the show, but I would definitely immediately leave to be in the building for a potential clinching moment. Because the last time we as Met fans had a home clinching moment was, believe it or not, this is crazy to say, was winning the division in 2006.
Yeah. No, I know. Against the Dodgers.
Everything's on the road when they clinch.
Bro, how about the eliminations at home? They got eliminated at home against the Padres 2 years ago.
Giants.
Right, they got eliminated
Royals.
In the one game, the World Series. Right, the Giants, the World Series against the Royals, they got eliminated at home. They got eliminated at home by the Yankees in 2000.
Yep.
They're always getting eliminated. They got eliminated at home in 06 by the Cardinals.
Yep.
I mean, right? I mean, the last five times they're in the playoffs, they got eliminated at home.
I'll even count the last game of 07 and 08, they got eliminated at home.
Right. Those weren't playoffs, but yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's time to, you know, maybe we celebrate a little bit at home. That would be nice. But I'm fully expecting game five, I have to tell you.
Yeah, well, we do. I'll say that.
Yes.
We are very too.
Yes, we are.
Joe, good talking to you, man. Thank you.
All right, guys. God bless. Take care. All the love.
Thank you. The great Joe Beningo.